Welcome back to the RV Shenanigans podcast brought to you by Liquified. My name is Ryan, and along with my wife, Lauren, we are Millers in Motion. We've been full-timing now for about 2 years and loving every second of it in our Alliance Valor 44V14. Thank you so much for joining us this week. We do still have a couple of episodes coming to you from the Florida RV Super Show, and this one we are very excited about. We got to sit down with Vice President of Customer Service, Mr. Bill Martin from Alliance, as well as the Director of Marketing, Joe Mell. So both of those guys we've gotten to become a little bit close with as our time with Alliance. At the show, we actually became the newest Alliance ambassadors as well. So just know that before this, we didn't know that we were becoming ambassadors quite yet. And then that happened kind of after some of these podcasts. So with that being said, I want you to know that we don't necessarily pull our punches when it comes to Alliance. We actually judge them a little bit harder because of that, because we have our standards that we want to uphold. And so I want them to hold them with us. And so because of that, they don't necessarily censor us in any way. So I don't pull my punches when it comes to that. So with that being said, we do have a trip up to Elkhart planned here pretty soon, and I will have the opportunity to sit down with a few people from Alliance again. So if you have any questions, do us a favor, shoot them to us either through Instagram over at Millers in Motion on Instagram on the direct messages, or you can shoot us an email at info@millersinmotion.com. Also, before we get into the interviews, I do want to ask another favor. If you could please do me a favor, if you're listening to this on your favorite podcast platform, if you could please rate and review the podcast, we would greatly appreciate it. That's how podcasts kind of work. A lot of people know how YouTube works. You hit the like button, you comment on things, and that helps the algorithm out. On the podcast side, honestly, just leaving a review and an actual write a review, just you can literally just say, "We love the podcast." That's all you have to say. You can do something really simple, but that's what kind of helps drive podcast analytics. So we would greatly appreciate that as we are trying to grow the audio-only side. We do love our YouTube family, and we are here, but we are also trying to grow this over on the audio side. So with that being said, I'm not going to waste any more time. We're going to take a quick little break, and then we're going to dive in to the interview. What's the worst part about RVing? It's the black tank. No one likes to have to deal with a stinky or messy black tank. Let the team over at Liquified RV Black Tank Management help you out. Created from the team over at Matt's RV Reviews, this is a 100% biodegradable product made right here in the good old US of A. Liquified will help break down your black tank waste as well as help with those odors. In addition to helping with those odors, it's got an actually really great orange smell to it. So not only does it help break down those odors, it also helps freshen the bathroom. One of my favorite features is actually this easy measure pour spout. Because it's designed this way, you don't have to bring in other cups or measuring devices of any kind. Dump what you need in for your size tank, put the cap back on, and you're done. To learn more about Liquified RV Black Tank Treatment, you can visit liquifiedrv.com. Do us a favor, please support the brands that support us because they enable us to be able to bring you the podcast and the regular videos. To purchase Liquified Black Tank Treatment, please see the link down below. So just out of curiosity, and this is kind of a both of you question again, but what about Alliance RV itself had you excited? I know, Bill, you kind of came on when it was in formation, is my understanding of the timing there?
Yeah, I was actually Ryan and Chloe's first hire.
Okay.
It actually shows their dedication to service as well.
Right.
You know, it was in our first meeting, it was kind of ironic, you know, being a 20-some-year marketing veteran, you know, they were talking with me like, "Hey, we want you on the team, but we got a little twist for you. We want you to run service." Okay, I'm interested. Tell me more.
Right.
But they had saw the way that I had handled customers and worked with people. I have kind of a unique twist on how we address consumers and such. And they said, "You know, we like how you do that. We believe we can hire the technical experience to help back you up." And that's exactly what we did, is we found great people that, I mean, I don't know everything, but I know a lot of great people.
Sure.
And that's how we've kind of built our service team.
Yeah.
Very cool.
From the outside, obviously I was with a different OEM when Alliance started, and I recognized it right away, like, oh, Alliance is doing something different here. And I saw them, and I saw them growing in popularity. I was able to sneak in your Alliance RV group.
wow.
So I had some eyes. I had some eyes in there, and I just was watching it from afar, and I was always very impressed. I was not looking to leave where I was. And it was actually my wife that convinced me to answer the phone call from Jeremiah. And so I answered it, and we ended up getting coffee or lunch or something. And
see a theme with the coffee here.
Yeah, coffee kind of runs a line.
We're fueled by caffeine.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you almost have to be building RVs, right? It's got to be something.
Yeah.
Very cool. So I'm going to shift a little bit into customer service first, and then we'll kind of come back to, Joe, what you do a little bit more. But what are some of the biggest challenges, Bill, you face with, because in customer service with from the RV manufacturer side? Because that's a whole pile of stuff there.
Yeah, it certainly is. I guess the biggest thing we face is every RVer is different. Sure. Every situation is different. And one thing that I've historically said is there's not a one-size-fits-all service solution. And I think our industry has let some consumers down historically by just trying to put everything into a box and say, here's your avenue, go this way if you have an issue with your coach. And I think that's where our team has excelled, is it all boils down to communication. We're willing to pick up that phone. You've seen us publicly on our social media pages. We're willing to address the hot topics. If someone's had a concern and is publicly airing their concern, we will address that head on.
Right.
And just get creative. How can we help you in your situation? Are you full-time? Can we get it to a dealer? If you can't, are you a little bit handy? Can I send you the outlet to replace it? There's just different ways to do it.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, I was going to ask, do you ever sleep, Bill?
You know what? Planting the seeds when we started the company, the first couple of years, it was really a grind of a lot of hours. But I feel like what we've done, Alliance, is it's not just me. It's not just Joe or Ryan and Coley. It is a community of owners.
Right.
You see on these social media pages, our owners, heck, most of what I know, I've learned from the owners. But we're not afraid to take great ideas from other people. I mean, we don't know everything. But as I said earlier, it's who you know. Can we, let's find those resolutions. And our owners step up big time and time again, helping other owners out.
So really, because we were talking to Jeremiah earlier and we talked about kind of customer-driven features on the rigs before they obviously get to the owners and the design process that you guys go through. So realistically, you kind of do a very similar thing in the customer service side as far as leaning on them. It's just not customer-driven features anymore. It's just customer-driven solutions almost.
Whether it's service solutions, modifications, I mean, all that stuff. It's just it's a great community of owners helping owners. Us as the manufacturer, we're heavily engaged in it. I think that's what makes it work is, you know, and you will find our social media pages are quite active, good, bad, and otherwise.
Sure.
But I think that's because we engage. If we didn't engage, you're just speaking into thin air and not getting a reply. So why would you continue to comment on those pages?
Right.
And I think what's important about that coming in from like a marketing angle is, you know, Bill and his team have done a significantly great job at listening to the consumer, and that ultimately leads into great features that are put into our campers,
right?
Because we listen, and the features are so driven for camping, and that Bill's team just does a phenomenal job at that. And then for Ryan and Coley and Jeremiah and the production team to listen to the customer service team is, you know, I haven't experienced it before Alliance.
Right. Yeah. Well, and I think one thing that's cool too is in those owners groups and the Alliance group, when there is potentially a negative thing that comes out, I've noticed that Bill, especially you're one of the first, or someone from the team is one of the first to try and like spearhead it, but I never see those go away. You seem to leave them all up, and I don't know if that's Joe or Bill or whoever, but you leave it up and then you just have a conversation underneath, and that's as an owner, that I appreciate that, because even though that person got maybe a little hot, and whether they were in the right or the wrong, I got to see the resolution of it. So even if there was a potential problem in there, he just got, let's say, overexcited about it. There's still that resolution. And so you get to kind of see, like you said, the good, bad, the ugly, everything in between, regardless.
It is. You know, as we grow, it gets harder and harder to leave every comment up there. You have some people that are just intent on stirring the pot.
Well, yeah.
With no constructive reason. But if you've got a constructive concern, 100%. We want to hear it. We need to hear it.
Right.
Absolutely.
I mean, we don't know something has failed unless someone tells us. So we've got all sorts of channels for our customers. That, from a customer service standpoint, it back to its communication.
Right.
Whether it's a social media page, whether it's my cell phone, whether it's Ryan or Coley's, we've got a team out there. We want to hear from you however we can hear from you. Let's get this taken care of.
Yeah. So we've kind of touched on this in passing when we've been talking about this last question, but maybe from the beginning to now, what has been those things that really sets Alliance apart? Because you guys seem to just do customer service better than anybody else in the industry, coming from someone that's owned a different brand.
Well, I truly think customer service, everyone's focused on the back end. But I think you'll see here, I'm here working the show along with Ryan and Coley. It's not about just after the sale, how do we take care of you? Or when you're in warranty, how we take care of you. It's before you purchase. I think you're going to find we're a personable. I think we're a fun group. I mean, it's RVing's about having fun. So why can't we have fun during the buying process and the educational process? Once you purchase it, let's have fun. We have rallies that are just amazing across the country. I mean, we're getting hundreds of units at some of these rallies now.
Yeah.
But you're buying more than an RV with Alliance. I truly believe that.
Yeah, to add on to that, you know, the service side, the customer service side, the sales side, the dealer relations side is all part of building the community. We all have to be on the same page, firing as a clean engine to actually continue to grow. And I don't believe there's any other manufacturer that's doing that right now at our level, where the community, I mean, we have, what, 120 volunteers here at this Tampa show?
Yeah. Yeah, well over 100.
And one idiot podcaster.
Wow. I wasn't going to say anything.
Thanks, man.
I thought it went without saying.
Well, hey, okay, Bill, you're muted for the rest of the day.
I've been banned.
But that speaks to the level of work that the team has put on at all aspects of Alliance.
Well, and I think, too, and Bill, I don't know if I've shared this with you, but and Joe, I know I have, but, you know, last year we had our other brand still, and you know, we came and hang out over here for a little bit because I've learned, especially at shows, you can really tell a lot about a company just by watching them function at a show, because these are kind of pure chaos. And so if it seems to be working out, even if things are changing and everyone's pitching in, then that's a good thing. And what I was most impressed with last year was watching Ryan, Cully, Joe yourself, Bill yourself, Rob, everybody else, Ab, Jeremiah, and literally moving things around, always actively talking and always out. There's a lot of other brands out there that you're not going to see. I know they might not have owners because they're publicly traded, but, you know, your president, CEO, the kind of equivalent positions you guys have with Alliance, you don't see them at these things. And so that went a long way for us to say, yeah, we definitely want to buy into this company as owners.
Yeah, a lot of these companies, other brands, their owners will come in for a day or a night and just kind of do a flyby.
It's an event.
Make sure that everything's up and running and then head back out.
But right.
We're here for the haul. I mean, we're here for the duration of the show, and it's important to us. I mean, it's a homecoming for us.
Yeah.
We love getting to meet with existing allies, prospective new allies. I mean, it's just a fantastic time.
And we get a lot of ideas out of this show. Like, this is another chance to listen to consumers and what the current buyer wants to see.
I was going to say, every time I see Jeremiah, he's talking to somebody and taking a picture of something.
Yeah.
Yeah. So just out of curiosity, any prospective buyers out there, from a customer's service perspective, is there something you really wish that they knew?
I just want to know, they want them to know that just when they leave the dealership, they're not alone. You have so many customers that are afraid to, once they leave the dealer, what am I going to do if I have a service need? Many of our dealers are great that can get you taken care of, but you're not on your own. We have many avenues to get a hold of our team. Most people's initial reaction when something happens from a service perspective is to freak out a little bit, and that might, let's stay calm. You know, the shirt, keep calm.
Sure.
But in all seriousness, we've got your back. It is amazing how many things are not as big an issue as it may come across. I mean, if you build a house and someone puts a hole in the drywall, there's no need to freak out. That can be repaired.
Right.
Good as new. It doesn't mean it's a used house. There's a lot of things that can easily be fixed. Don't panic. Let's get on the phone. Let's figure this out. Let's get you taken care of and get you back to camping.
Yeah. So there's a lot of crossover between marketing and customer service, because you guys market, obviously you market to prospective buyers, but you also do quite a bit of things on the backside to market to current owners. And I'm bringing up specifically What You Know Wednesday. And yeah, so where did What You Know Wednesday even come from?
So it was my idea. I came to Bill and I was like, Bill, we need to do short form content that just, it's just little tips and tricks on taking care of your coach. How can you, just little things that, and then we base it off of, I think, just some frequently asked questions that your team gets, right, Bill?
It absolutely is. Yeah. I have my team bringing ideas, the sales team's bringing ideas, hey, can you do this?
Yeah.
Just quick tips.
Yeah.
So the people don't have to freak out when they get to their campsite and, oh, this happened.
Yep.
Here's the answer.
Yep. Right. It's a silly name, but you got to do that.
Like, sure.
Of course, you know, we did that one video, hey, we're Alliance. Of course we come up with silly names for our marketing videos. and just wanted to make it easy to watch, you know, under 60 seconds and stuff that would just be like, oh, I forgot about that. Or, oh, hey, I didn't know that. Educational type stuff. So that's one of the, you know, pillars of marketing that I have is education and how can we provide a better ownership experience, which I think can kind of get into our alliance empowerment that we do. And we do also a lot of long form content. Like we've shot like how to change your window and how to manually control your awnings. And I mean, a bunch of air conditioner stuff and
winterizing.
Oh, we shot a lot of winterizing videos. Yeah, so we're constantly connected at that level because marketing is more than just growing the brand. It's also taking care of the brand and the people that are invested into the brand. And so, you know, I'm really involved with Bill's team on the community side. You know, we got the ducks and alligators and, you know, people like to do that. Just the community building pillar as well.
I was going to say, as far as your job goes, there's a bunch of different sections of it, and that kind of owner empowerment is just one sliver of the pie, essentially.
100%, yeah. I mean, marketing is, I've said this to Bill before, but marketing is weird because you kind of have to touch everything in a weird way. And you want to make sure you have your kind of, you know, pulse on the beat. And so that way you can react quick or be proactive on what you're going to do so that the consumers can find you first.
So is there any, when you guys are talking about things for owners, whether it's owner empowerment, the What You Know Wednesdays, and we'll talk a little bit here in a little bit about the Alliance Academy, do you guys ever pinpoint stuff that you notice starts to become a problem, like from the groups, and say, oh, we really probably should make something on this because it seems to be stirring around?
I can't. From developing our product and our company and all that, it's all been driven by the consumer.
100%.
You can have another answer to something. It's okay. I'm just kidding.
There isn't another answer.
No, right? And that's the best part about it, actually. Yeah.
We don't run around thinking we're the smartest people in the room. All you got to do is listen.
Yeah, 100%.
Our viewers will tell us what you want.
Yeah.
Very cool.
We both come to each other's offices. Hey, we saw this on the group, or we got emailed this. What do you think about making a video sometime this week or next week? And we'll get it done. We shoot it quick, and we get it up quick.
So just out of complete curiosity then, we're talking about the term owner empowerment. And I think everybody has their own idea of what that actually is. But what, if you guys don't mind, from the Alliance perspective, what does that really truly mean to you guys? Like, what does that translate to actual things?
That is... Again, that is empowering owners to enjoy the RV ownership experience.
You literally just changed the words backwards. Yeah. That's all you said there.
Yeah. Hey, when it's good, right?
Yeah.
But I mean, that is, the more confident you are in your traveling experience,
sure.
The more confident you are when you get where you're going and the slide goes part way out. If you understand the battery is going to be the first place to check, the panic doesn't need to set in.
Right.
You're going to be a happier customer, even if it... We have not been perfect by any means. We've had some quality concerns. But even if it's not a quality concern, just understanding your coach, there's a lot to it. A 2 or 3 year veteran is going to know a whole lot more than that newbie out for the first month in their coach. Yeah. So, again, don't panic. We have these owner empowerment stuff. If I've seen a lot of questions asked on something, we're creating videos on it just so they can get answers quickly. Right, you don't have to wait a day for a response. You have access to it right now.
So,
in a sense, it's empowering the owners to be self-reliant.
Sure.
Right?
So that kind of goes into, you guys were one of the first manufacturers to partner with a third party, the NRVTA, and actually create the fundamentals class that's Alliance specific. So did that come from kind of the same mentality and just taking it a step further, or where did that develop from?
So actually, Rob Boyer has helped spearhead that, but he was our first Tampa show in 2020. He ended up purchasing a 370FB, and the very next year he met Coley and I for breakfast at the Hard Rock Cafe. We met for breakfast, and he laid out this PowerPoint presentation of ideas. He was a tech by trade, military veteran, just an all-around great guy and a product owner, and just said, hey, I want to be a part of this. I love what you guys are doing as an owner and just as an RVer in general. So he's the one that really spearheaded that, and he's the one that coined the term owner empowerment. We just, as soon as he said that, it just resonated with me of that's exactly what we want to do.
Yeah.
So if you guys don't mind, can you explain a little bit more about what exactly that is when Alliance owners kind of get together? It's because of cut and go down to the NRVT and do that class together. Because obviously it's what they do a lot of, but it's also kind of a rally in its own odd way.
Yeah.
I'd say there's a number of allies that travel together, whether it's NRVTA or rallies or otherwise. But yeah. So I was fortunate enough to be able to attend this last one. I don't want to misspeak, but I think we had about 40 units there of of owners who paid. It's a college type course to become techs, inspectors, whatever. There's different levels and types of classes, but just educating themselves. Some of those owners just wanted to do it for personal gain. Some of it are doing it so they can have a part-time job when they're out on the road. Mm-hmm. You know, if they're retired, but not fully retired, they want to work 10 or 15 hours a week. What a great way as a technician to kind of work as much or as little as you want to.
Right.
And not just on Alliance units, but...
All RVs.
Yep.
So then what is the difference in the Alliance Academy and what I just talked about at the NRVTA? Where does that separation happen?
NRVTA is a global for any brand of RV. Mm-hmm. They discuss refrigerators that we don't use that could be in motorhomes, travel trailers, fifth wheels.
So they don't necessarily pinpoint on just this Alliance Paradigm has this fridge in it.
This is RVs in general.
And then that's what the Alliance Academy is it's pinpointed into our product.
Very cool. So how do you guys, because obviously you have the National Rally that's grown bigger and bigger every year. I got to go to it last year. Bill got his fun little sign.
Hey, Bill, I got a question for you.
Yeah. By the way, how many times in a day do you think you hear that?
I heard it four times a day already.
Already?
Just me.
Well, I said it five times just for the fun of it. But
those, that reminds me of those Snickers commercials. Better grab a Snickers. It's going to be a while.
Yeah, right.
No, you know what? You do hear that a lot, but it goes back to listening.
Yeah.
So how much? Because the rally obviously is kind of a combination of things. So if you guys don't mind talking a little bit about that, because it's, again, it's a marketing thing because you're trying to bring owners together. It shows how that's grown. It's a little bit of owner empowerment while you're there. It's a little bit of fun. It's a lot of bit of fun.
It's a lot of bit of fun.
So I'll tell you, from the very beginning, again, talk about being customer-focused. We hadn't even been in business a year yet. So we launched in January, and it came to be about March or April. And I went to Coley and said, hey, what do you think we could pull off a rally our first year in business? He didn't even bat an eye. He says, absolutely, spend what you need. Let's make sure these people enjoy themselves. We ended up having about 55, 56 units show up. For a new manufacturer, that's just unheard of.
Right, yeah.
But Coley and Ryan from day one have just understood the power of engaging the consumer and let's be a part of something, not just another company. Yeah. You know, and that spans into our service realm as well. You're not talking to Alliance. You're talking to Bill. You're talking to Kevin. You're talking to a person.
Right.
I want it to be personal. If we're going to have a heated discussion, let's talk person to person, not company to person.
Right. Yeah exactly.
Yep.
Awesome, guys. Is there anything that you would want anybody to know from both of y'all's positions with Alliance that we haven't touched on today?
Well, the Millers in Motion are amazing people.
Absolutely.
That didn't cost me hardly anything either.
Yeah, definitely.
Pay me later.
Definitely follow them. I would also recommend that if you are looking or researching or trying to decide what product you want to get in, what RV you want to go with, research all of Alliance's social media. Research our brand ambassador's social media, Miller Motion, Wayward Wags, Venturesome Couple, the Irene Iron Travels, and there's a couple more. But, you know, research them and see what they're saying and what they're doing and how they're camping in the product and how we're being extremely transparent and honest through them. The last thing we want to do is show priority. We want to make it very clear that their experience is going to be what every buyer's experience is going to be.
So to wrap up the show, we actually asked a bunch of listeners out there and shared some things on social media that we could ask a few questions. In full disclosure, we kind of took two shows and jammed them into one this morning with you guys. So you have a few more than the rest, but I'm going to let you both answer it in whatever way you want to, or if just one or the other. So, but they all are, some are geared more towards customer service, some are geared towards kind of the owner empowerment stuff. But so this one comes from Tim in Virginia. What's the most difficult thing about being in charge of a customer service team in the RV space?
I would say from our aspect is allowing your team to play in the world of gray. Customer service usually likes a black and white answer, yes or no. Are you in warranty, out of warranty? And so how do I empower my team to make those smart decisions and go outside of the norm, play in that world of gray? So that would definitely be our biggest challenge.
Cool. And this one seems specific for Bill. Susan from Utah. Do you ever get tired of being asked so many questions?
I'm in the wrong job if I mind getting asked questions. So no, I don't. I absolutely love this. I'd be lying if I said I'm not tired at the end of the day, especially at a show like this when you're smiling all day long, chatting with people. But this is what we love to do.
I mean, he dressed up as Cousin Eddie, got on stage.
That's true. He did that.
He embraces it full on.
I was going to say, yeah. And it's at the end of these, you're just a little more exhausted than normal. But that, other than that,
it's a good tired.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So this one comes from Beth from Wisconsin. What are the best ways to get involved with other owners if you can't attend in person? I think I know the answer to this one, but
yeah, I mean, it'd be through social. Definitely if you're on Facebook, get on the Alliance RV group page. That is the one that we do monitor. But there are also other groups that we're active with, but we don't monitor. You know, if there's owners groups or anything like that, there's also, we're on every social platform there is, and we're engaging on all of them. So there's community there. You just kind of have to look for it sometimes.
Perfect. I'm going to leave the next question to the end because I think it's a fun wrap-up question. But this one's from Alicia in Texas. Go Texas, sorry. We recently purchased a Paradigm, and one of the deciding factors was the content Alliance puts out helping current owners. And she actually mentions What You Know Wednesday. Are there any plans to expand or do even more of this? I'm going to say probably a more, like, in addition to weekly stuff, even more than that.
Yeah, oh, for sure. I mean, like, we're just scratching the surface there. And I've only been
Alliance. I'm just kidding.
I've only been with Alliance for 1 year now. I mean, literally, like, almost to the date. And I'm getting closer with Bill's team every week, and we're getting new ideas, and we're also expanding our, how do I say this, how we're going to be doing content in the next month or two. And it's going to get better, and it's going to be more dialed in. So you're going to have a lot more coming, so watch out for that.
I'll add to this that Joe's an absolute machine when it comes to content and relevant content. I mean, I remember when he first started, he had a list. And we're pulling them to the side going, hey, make this a realistic size. You got way too much stuff.
It's like 150 things.
But he said, just give me some time, Eric. It didn't take him much time. He was checking boxes off on that left and right. He gets the stuff out. He gets it. And he understands service helps to sell units. And so, yes, I would expect to see more of this stuff. What You Know Wednesday's taken off beyond our wildest
right.
dreams.
Right, so. Yeah, it absolutely has.
No, when it's good, right? Right. And it's actually helping people, yeah. So it's a double bonus. It's entertaining, and it actually helps. So, okay, I actually misread this question. It's not as exciting as I thought it was.
Dang it.
Sorry, Thomas. This is from Thomas in Louisiana. He does say he's a full-time RVer. He said, we noticed a lot of RV shows, like the one we're at, other owners are helping. How can they learn more about those opportunities?
Social media is where a lot of this happens.
Okay.
Yeah.
We do keep a list of upcoming shows on our website.
Yep. Yep. Yeah, there's a list of shows on our website. It's right there on the homepage, or if you click the little hamburger menu, you can click events.
There's a hamburger menu? Sorry, I got hungry there. My bad.
But we throw stuff out on the RV groups pretty typically. Usually it's Bill. He'll throw, hey, we're going to be at the rally if you want to attend. But this one was actually, all these volunteers were organized by George Walker.
Okay.
I have to give him a huge shout out here. So check your, get on the Facebook group. Just say, hey, I'm interested in participating. And then we'll get back with you for sure.
I was going to say, I'm pretty sure I saw like a couple of weeks prior to the show, something, somebody had a Google Doc kind of a forum thing.
Yes.
That popped up on the owner's group, the main one. So awesome, guys. Well, thank you so much for taking some time out of your day. I know, Bill, there's about 150 more questions out there for you. So I let you get back to those.
Just a quick question.
150,000. Yeah, it's just one more. It's fine. Again, a big thank you to Alliance RV for letting us come and hang out in the booth. And a big thanks to Bill and Joe for sitting down with us. We hope that everybody has a great week out there, and we'll see you next time.